We will start the show as we do each and every week with our Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report, brought to you by Tire Kingdom Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. Pat, it's one of your favorite weekends on the PGA Tour.
Love it, Russ. Love it.
The stars are out. Ray Romano and Kevin
James. Yes.
Peyton Manning and Huey Lewis. Bill Murray making a comeback this weekend at Pebble Beach. It is the AT&T Pebble Beach National Pro-Am on the left coast in California. And after three rounds of play, Dustin Johnson is your leader. He is at 15 under par 201 after splendid rounds of 65 on Thursday, 69 on Friday, and a 67 yesterday at Pebble Beach in his round three. Mike Weir is solo second at minus 11. Retief Goosen playing some good golf. We haven't heard a lot from the Goose in the last couple of years. He is in solo third going into today's final round at 10 under par. You've got a two-way tie for fourth. Bob Estes and Mark Calcavecchia, Palm Beach resident Calcavecchia and a Florida Gator alumnus. They are both at 9 under par. Then you've got a four-way tie for sixth. DJ Trahan, Kevin Chappell, Bill Lundy, and Chris Stroud are all at 8 under par. But the leader after three rounds, Pat, by four strokes, is Dustin Johnson, a real good-looking young player for phenomenal swing, very athletic. In fact, he's so athletic, I heard an interview with him yesterday, he can dunk a basketball on a 10-foot regulation hoop. He's one of this new age of players, Pat, that Tiger said will come along eventually, and they're starting to come along on tour where they're so athletic, they played multiple sports in high school and college, and they probably could have gone pro in another sport besides golf, but they've chosen to go professional in golf.
Yeah, we'll see how he does. This is the first time he's had a 54-hole lead on the PGA Tour. Had a little bit of a troubled youth. I mean, not that none of us haven't, but I believe I've read that he got kicked off of his golf team in high school and, you know, had a couple brushes with the law there. So he's done a good job straightening out his life and really focusing on the golf, which obviously the guy has talent. And like you said, you know, a lot of these guys now have, you know, great athletic ability, which I do believe is not a complete prerequisite to golf, but I think it does help if you are athletic.
I mentioned Retief Goosen on the leaderboard, and that's a good thing. I am a Goosen fan. Of course, he's a two-time major champion, winning the U.S. Opens in both 01 in Oklahoma and then in 04 at Shinnecock on those greens that were just devilish greens. Talk about you know, tough putting. But he's back on the top of a leaderboard going into the final round, and it's been a long time. In fact, his last victory, Retief Goosen's last win, was over 2 years ago. It was at a tournament that no longer exists, the Stableford Scoring System International that was at Castle Pines in Denver, Colorado, but it no longer, of course, is a tournament on the PGA Tour. Goosen last year had laser surgery, LASIK eye surgery on his eyes, and it didn't go too well, and he had to have a touch-up, and that was, I think, the reason for a lot of his struggles in the last couple of years, and we see him this week wearing glasses. He's actually wearing glasses, and perhaps that those eyes are still getting him problems, and maybe the glasses are perhaps something that's helping him play better.
That could be it. I mean, he did shoot 74 yesterday at Spyglass, which is by far and away the most difficult of the three courses they play this tournament. So there's no dishonor in that. It's a tough course, but like you said, maybe some issues with the eyes. The thing that's hit me about Retief, Russ, and we talked about this in Inside the Ropes, I think, a few weeks ago, is that Retief's now 40 years old. It's like he sort of came onto the scene, you know, with that U.S. Open
Southern Hills U.S. Open in 01
was 32 at the time, you know, but man, it just seems like the time's gone by quickly with him,
right?
That because he missed a few years there where he just kind of fell off the face there. Now all of a sudden he's reemerging, he's 40, and you're like, you know, now again, there are guys like Kenny Perry out there, there are guys like Vijay Singh who excel in their 40s, but not a lot of guys do. So Retief, it might only be a couple more tournaments that he really is able to compete in, and then you might not hear anything from him until the senior tour.
I agree with you, Pat. I think he's probably got another 2 or 3 years that he realistically has a chance to win another major. I think, you know, obviously he has five, six, maybe seven more years where he can realistically expect to win on the PGA Tour, but his window of opportunity is closing. But, you know, there's a lot of guys, and you alluded to our conversation a couple weeks ago during Inside the Ropes. This is the year where you're going to see a bunch of guys turn 40. This year and next year, 09 and 2010, Ernie Els, Retief Goosen, Rasmussen, Phil Mickelson, Justin Leonard, all of those guys are going to be turning 40 in the next 12 to 18 months. So we're going to see a lot of that. Also, a lot of guys turning 50. Hal Sutton last year, Freddie Couples this year. It's amazing to me to think that Freddie Couples, in about 6 months, right after the President's Cup, right after he captains the President's Cup at Harding Park in San Francisco, he's going to turn around the very next week and make his debut on the Champions Tour. So, guys,
we're all getting old, Russ. We're getting old quick.
So after three rounds of play, Dustin Johnson is your leader at Pebble Beach in the Pro-Am, 15 under par, four strokes ahead of Mike Weir, who is solo second. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. This is Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. It's our Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report brought to you by Tire Kingdom. And the Champions Tour is back in action this weekend after about a three-week break. They had their season opener out in Hawaii almost a month ago now, and they took about 3 weeks off, and now they are back at it in Boca Raton, playing on the 6,800-yard par 72 old course at Broken Sound right there on Yamato Road. And after two rounds of play, Dr. Gil Morgan and Tom Jenkins tied for the lead at 10 under par. You have got a two-way tie for third. Mike Goodis and Jerry Pate are both at minus 9. And then you've got four players tied for fifth at 8 under par. Dan Forsman, Mark James. Mark James, by the way, a former winner here at the Allianz back in 07. Larry Mize, a former Master champion, and Fulton Alum are all at 8 under par, that is, but two-way tie for the top spot. Tom Jenkins and a guy in Gil Morgan, Pat, that once upon a time, he was a hell of a player here on the Champions Tour.
Yeah, I mean, he was pretty much rivaled Hale Irwin there for a little while. You know, went back and forth with him, you know, early on when they both just turned 50. But Gil Morgan, you know, great player, first guy to reach double digit under par, I think, in the U.S. Open
at Pebble in 92,
long
right?
Time, and then, you know, kind of blew up in that one, didn't end up winning it, but obviously has some great game, and wouldn't surprise me at all if he ended up winning this today.
Pat, you got to go all the way down to 7 under par. Didn't mention the group at 7 under par. They're three shots back, but you got to go all the way down there to see Bernhard Langer, and that's kind of a surprise because he opened up Friday as the first-round leader with an 8 under par 64, but he backs up in a big way yesterday, 9 shots worse with a 1 over par 73, so goes into today's final round at minus 7, 3 shots back. I wouldn't necessarily count him out. Of course, he won the season opener 3 weeks ago in Hawaii.
Yeah, I would never count Bernhard out because I think he's still one of the quality players, you know, on that tour. I still think if he really worked at it, he could compete on the PGA Tour. He's in that great a shape. So I would never count him out. If he's within 5 shots of the lead, he can definitely do it.
So there is your Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you.